Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, that's right. Evil Weasel Wednesday, but every day is an Evil Weasel fucking day anymore, isn't it? Because we're heading straight down into the fucking epitome of pits. You talk about driving off the road, you just drove off the fucking Grand Canyon and you're still falling. And nobody's fucking doing a goddamn thing but sitting there fucking crying about their death that ain't even happened yet. Anyway, it's also the 20th day of September 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that is 667-770-1530, then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're gonna have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 51 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades in northern Jefferson, and looking for a high of 64 degrees today for the climate base, and then a low of 34, and got a first freeze warning. It's coming, people. I hope the people living under the fucking underpasses are prepared. I mean, I know they put all they could together to send a fucking Ukraine, but, you know, if their kids freeze, it doesn't matter. They're just fucking American nationals that own this goddamn country. We shouldn't, I mean, Ukrainians, we got fucking Ukrainians to take care of, goddamn it. This is the United States of Khazaria. Fuck, know where you're at. Anyways, we'll jump into some of that shit when we get back. Take your brain. Cause I'm the one that you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's go see what's in the news, shall we? All right. But there's some real important, correct. No, wait a minute. This is the Ministry of Lies. What am I saying? Let's see. I thought this was just fucking wonderful. The fucking invasion in the Italian island where you got about 9,000 now fucking Africans and 6,000 fucking people that lived there. I think that island's been taken. I think that island was fucking invaded and taken. But check this shit out. Unemployed Italians clashed with police in Rome as Giorgia Meloni cut the 500-pound monthly poverty allowance while admitting 190,000 African immigrants costing $1,050 per month each, shifting subsidies from Italians to Africans. Why do governments care more about illegals? Is that a real fucking question? They didn't go drive these fucking invaders out, man. They took the goddamn unemployment fucking from the goddamn Italians and gave it to these fuckers, man. Oh, hey, you getting it, Italian? Man, they have a video here. These guys clashing with their police, but I mean, they got sticks and stones. I mean, fuck this shit, man. Get some goddamn guns and mow those motherfuckers down. If you want to fucking, unless you want to end up at the bottom of the fucking barrel in a pile of shit, you better get fucking with the program. That's all I can tell you. Former New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says free speech is a weapon of war and censorship is necessary to protect free speech. And you really ought to watch this because you talk about Orwellian doublespeak. You know, talking about disinformation makes getting the real information out there hard. So we got to remove it. But what the thing is you're not doing these deciding. How about I listen to everything and I decide what's disinformation and what's fucking real information, what's true and what's not true. But you want to sort that out for me, don't you, bitch? You think, I mean, this is so fucking goddamn obvious. It is the Ministry of Fucking Lies. Make no mistake about it. There are now over 18,000 African migrants in Lampedusa. A reminder that Lampedusa has under 7,000 residents. This small Italian island basically has been taken over by migrants, and more are arriving. And the goddamn, I think it says prime minister up there, didn't it? Let's see. Georgia Maloney, I guess that's their, whatever they have, president, what might have you. But he's going to give their goddamn, he just fucking said, yeah, okay, you're here. We'll take this money away from the unemployed fucking Italians. It's yours. Are you going to take that shit at Italians? I mean, they're fucking, they're mobs. I mean, they came, that's conquering. That's conquering a fucking island off the coast of fucking Italy. And no fucking resistance. Didn't send in the fucking soldiers and send their ass back. They didn't have their fucking Coast Guard, their Marine, or their Navy fucking drive them out of there. But fucking, no, listen, what we're going to do about this, we're going to take you, you guys can starve in the fucking streets. We're taking your fucking cash and we're going and giving it to these fucking invaders. Sound familiar to anybody out there, huh? Judicial Watch documents reveal photos, conditions in illegal California medical labs owned by a Chinese company. And this is a really long article. I read some of it. But bottom line is, what do you got these goddamn laboratories weaponizing fucking goddamn to get cross-species diseases? And I don't know if viruses even exist, but goddamn for sure fucking sicknesses, weaponizing them that they're using on the fucking people of the United States. And we're fucking paying for it. I mean, we're no, I'm putting you Italians down, none at all. You want to see stupidity, come to America. We'll show you some too. Pennsylvania students stage a walkout to protest the bathroom policies, which allows males and female restrooms. And I watched this video and man, I mean, it shows to go you that point, when I say 0.0004%, and I might be a little high on that estimate. Everybody looks like walked out of that fucking college. Good for them. FBI lost track of paid informants in January 6th crowd because they had so many former Washington field office chiefs. So many former. Okay. FBI lost track of paid informants in January 6th crowd because they had so many, former Washington field office chief says. We can look at this a little bit. I mean, it's still going to, it's time for, they cheated in the last election. We're going to make sure they don't cheat in this. Or we're going to vote. I'm going to vote and I'm going to choose who which pedophile I like the best because I got that right. It's my right. This is by Colin McHugh, Trending Politics News. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, had so many informants and undercover operatives in the crowd during the January 6th Capitol protests that they lost count and ultimately needed an audit to determine the exact number, according to Stephen D. Antonano, who previously served as the head of the FBI's Washington field office. Wow, what does this tell you about the fact that you're going to have to fight as a fucking individual? That we're going to have to fight as individual free nationals at first. I mean, in this little shit and fucking taunt of fucking bullshit fucking protest, they had so many goddamn operatives there, and every one of them, you know, fucking infiltrate militia, you know, fucking try to build a command structure, and it will be corrupted before you get to four fucking people. Know that. Know that you're going to have to fight as an individual in the beginning, for sure. After fucking, you know, we're taking kicking ass and taking names and fucking taking fucking rats and impaling them alive on fucking stakes, then we can start fucking seeing who's who in the fucking zoo. But you can't, you can trust no one, because that's what they want. That's, this is the only thing that they have going for them, is they have so many fucking people that will sell out their own fucking country, sell out their own fucking people. And these son of a bitches, when we start fucking, well, giving them justice for fucking aiding and abetting the enemy of the people and of the law of December 15, 1791, which is our freedom and liberty, well, they're going to, it won't be fucking such a good paycheck. I mean, they pay him pretty goddamn good from what I understand. Well, we'll see how much they pay him. We'll go look at this a little bit more. D'Antonio has testified behind closed doors to the House Judiciary Committee that the Washington field office knew that a number of informants would be in attendance for the rally. He was not aware of the presence of informants from additional FBI field offices across the country. However, according to he, across the country, these are fuckers that have infiltrated. These are the fuckers that, and like I said, you get three guys together, we're going to start a militia. We're going to start a militia. We got three guys. Two of them's fucking FBI agents. Office across the county. Unless you know the people, unless it's family or friends you've had for life, somebody you would trust, literally trust with your back, with your life. And if you can do that, you can bring people together and fucking work together and fucking fight together. But other than that, man, anybody comes up and approaches you, just too fucking friendly. I mean, I can spot these fuckers from a mile of fucking way. But people, how they get sucked into this shit, I do not fucking know, man. FBI field office across the country, however, according to the report from the New York Post, the Washington field office ultimately had to ask FBI headquarters to do a poll or put out something to people saying, were any confidential human sources fucking rats, FBI fucking goddamn commie rats, involved in order to determine how prevalent the Bureau's presence was at the Capitol? Well, they run the fucking show, didn't they? That phony fucking junta, that phony fucking goddamn coup. It was a coup, but it wasn't. I mean, who actually did the coup? Who's sitting on Capitol Hill? Who's sitting in the White House with fucking fences around them? Fucking perpetrating communism, perpetrating fucking fascism with fucking goddamn armed, an army there to protect them. Who took the fucking Capitol, people? I mean, not that fucking the other side would have been any goddamn better, the king of the Jews, but I mean, look at how they've, I mean, that's propaganda. Everything's backwards. They're getting ready for a fucking election. We started getting responses back from FBI headquarters, goddamn these foreign fucking names. Do we have any fucking people with Smith or Jones or fucking goddamn anything but goddamn foreign fucking names with goddamn hyphens and shit? If you look to the fucking what's supposed to be, well, you look to the goddamn corporation, because it ain't our fucking government. Never has been our fucking government. Not one fucking day has it been our government. But you look and you see these motherfuckers have been here fucking one generation, even some that have come here this generation, been here for fucking a few years, and fucking they're sitting there getting a big fucking fat ass paycheck for being a fucking retard. They go for and go, global warming. And sexual orientation for kindergartners. That's what we need. Which helped to determine which field office has assets present in the crowd. One paid informant from the Kansas City field office was in communication with the FBI handler as the crowd began to enter the building. While they were in the crowd, I think saying that they were going in, D'Antonio's, I think that's what they were saying. They led the son of a bitch. It was a coup, but that was the fucking diversion that allowed the coup. Am I the only one that can see this? I have to wonder, but I'm not going to read this whole goddamn thing. I'd be the rest of the program and then some. Let's see what else we got going here. Breaking, Biden administration appoints Clapper, Brennan, Colby, who called Hunter Biden's laptop Russian disinfo to new Homeland Intelligence Experts Group. Take a look at these fuckers. I mean, these old Nazi motherfuckers, man, and the one on the right looks like a communist. These are fucking shit dog motherfucking, that guy, hey, you mean looking motherfucker in the middle? I'll knock your fucking ass out, you punk bitch motherfucker. See how they looked at, if you go over, over to the site and look tough, motherfucker. I'll drill you right between the eyes and knock you fucking cold. Easy beans. On Thursday, the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, announced the creation, another fucking good old American name, announced the creation of the Homeland Intelligence Expert Group, which contains 17 members. Homeland Intelligence, I mean, fucking, this is supposed to be your goddamn Gestapo. This group will, or your Stasi, this group will provide advice and perspectives on intelligence and national security efforts to the Office of Intelligence and Analysis and the Office of Counterterrorism Coordinator to support DHS's vital work to protect our country, according to the press release. Who are you going to spy on? Included in the group of private sector experts are three former officials who signed onto the October 2020 letter calling the Hunter Biden laptop Russian disinformation. That's what it was. CNN national security analyst and former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, senior fellow and of the intelligence project, and former CIA operations officer Paul Colby and Fordham University School of Law distinguished fellow and former CIA director John Brennan were all named to the experts group. Well, I love experts, don't you? Everybody's a fucking expert. And if they're expert, then fuck if they tell you the goddamn sun ain't shining and you're looking right at you. Well, hey, the fucking experts know what they're talking about. No, don't they? I guess that goddamn sun ain't shining. The experts group, I mean, just fucking way they play this propaganda. They're looking at you at a third grade fucking level and not a third grade level from back in the fucking 30s and 40s and even the 50s. They're looking at you at third grade level of this goddamn common core math fucking sexual orientation fucking retard group. The experts group will provide DHS with a wide range of views and perspectives with a membership that includes former senior intelligence officials, journalists, and prominent human rights and civil liberties advocates. The press release said, so who's going to be really running this? The goddamn non-governmental motherfucking son of a bitches with their little fucking 501c3 corporations joined with the goddamn main United States corporation. That's who. The group will meet four times per year and will leverage the expertise of each member to provide input on INA's most complex problems and challenging, including terrorism, fentanyl looks like, trans-border issues and emerging technology. The security of the American people depends on our capacity to collect, generate, and decimate actionable intelligence. If you didn't have this country packed full of fucking foreigners, I bet there's more foreigners here than there are American nationals. If you didn't have them packed full of fucking foreigners, Americans would be for America, don't you think? And then you'd have an armed fucking population that would fucking blow the fuck out of anybody that caused us any goddamn trouble. As militia, as we're supposed to by our fucking law. And you wouldn't need to be spying on every person in this country unless you were intended to enslave them or make goddamn subjects of them. To our federal, state, local, territorial, tribal, campus, and private sector, communist sector partners, and Mayorkas, I express my deep gratitude to these distinguished individuals who fucking claimed it. I mean, put three fucking people in this country. I mean, this is a country of fucking American nationals. There's probably about 300 million, 310, maybe 320 million. But who, I mean, three or four motherfuckers, who says this motherfuckers are distinguished? I think they're fucking rotten ass fucking criminals or they wouldn't fucking be there. They're corporate fucking mafia. They are goddamn guilty of fucking treason, sedition. They deserve to have a rope put around their neck. They need to go to trial in a common law court and fucking answer for the crimes they have committed against we, the people, in our jurisdictional authority under the unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791, which every fucking one of them have done. Distinguished. You will be distinguished, all right, for dedicating their exceptional expertise. They have exceptional expertise, you say? You mean they know how to suck the right Jew ass? Is that what that is? Experience and vision to our critical mission. Wow, really? Which is exactly, I didn't hear them really say much about what their fucking mission. They wouldn't spy on us. I wouldn't want to say that. Today, 13 September, a panel bravely exposed the W8 World Health. I've seen this. We already talked about this, but they did it again. The 13th of September, but the guy, you know, he goes through, but he's one of them. I mean, this is just more of the fucking revealing. Yeah, now you know about it. Now get used to it. Let it sink in and then fucking sit down and polish your fucking gun because you ain't going to do shit about it. They tell you right to your fucking face. World Health Organization is a goddamn murder incorporated and that they're a fucking criminal cabal and when's the last, I mean, all the fucking of our treasure of this country that has been spent given over to these goddamn law firms with the king's fucking goddamn esquires in them. That's who's running this fucking country, the king's fucking esquires, plain and fucking simple. And all this, you know, investigation nation bullshit. Investigation, yeah, by God, they were fucking guilty as hell. And nothing. Today, UK Parliament undermined the privacy, security, and freedom of all internet users. Well, of course they did. They've been doing it. You think this ain't been going on all along in this goddamn country we're talking, that I'm talking to you in right now? You think they ain't been doing this for 10 fucking years? The UK Parliament has passed the online safety bill. It's for your, everything is for your safety. Yeah, we're going to put a bullet through your head for your safety, which says it will make the UK the safest place in the world to be online. In reality, the USB will lead to a much more censored lockdown internet for British users. Sorry, buds over there. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You letting it fucking happen like we're letting it happen. I mean, we can, it's hard to cast aspersions on other people when you're doing the same fucking thing. The bill could empower the government to undermine not just the privacy and security of UK residents, but internet users worldwide. Oh, really? Worldwide. A backdoor that undermines encryption. You think these motherfuckers don't have a backdoor into every motherfucking goddamn technological device in this fucking country today and have had it for fucking 10, 15, 20 fucking years? You're wrong. A clause of the bill allows Ofcom, the British telecom regulator, to serve a notice requiring tech companies to scan their users, all of them, for child abuse content. See, they're doing it for the children because they love the children. We know how they love the children. Yeah, you fucking sick motherfucker. See, for the children. Hey, people. We better stop this shit. We better wipe these motherfuckers out. We better take this goddamn country back, or the children aren't going to have no goddamn place to live. There's nothing as but a Chinese fucking slave. You understand that? We need to stand up and fight for that fucking Bill of Rights. We need to stand up and enforce that fucking Bill of Rights. Why? For the children. This would affect even messages and files that are end-to-end encrypted to protect user privacy. As enacted, the OSB allows the government to force companies to build technology that can scan regardless of encryption. In other words, build a backdoor, just like they had with the voting machines. I mean, not that they ever fucking, it was a count of votes or anything. I didn't mean to bring that up. Sorry. I apologize. It's all fucking fraud and horse shit. And they've already got the next batch of pricks fucking picked out, and people are going to go vote and unvote. No, vote. Right. It's my right. The types of clients, client-side scanning systems amount to bugs in our pockets. They don't write fucking now. Get real. You are shitting me, and I'm not even your favorite turd, you son of a bitch. I mean, you're telling us something that's been going on for how fucking many years? And a group of leading computer security experts has reached the same conclusion. They're listening to you through the fucking cell towers. The pigs have fucking goddamn scanner things in their goddamn fucking rigs that can lock right on your signal from the tower right here, right fucking now, and they fucking do it, and you know it. This is just with this. Oh, we're going to talk. This is going to be one of the issues for the campaign under fucking internet privacy. And if they say they're going to give you fucking, well, something patriotic, like the Patriot Act, you know what's coming. And there is going to be change, and you ain't going to fucking like it. But it don't matter. It's just getting worse every fucking day anyway. We've gotten actually into the habit of fucking not being fucking, well, we're desensitized to everything getting worse every fucking day is what it comes down to. The EFF, they undermine privacy and security for everyone. That's why EFF has strongly opposed the OSB for years. Okay. I thought they undermined. I mean, get your propaganda right, would you please? It's a basic human right to have a private conversation. It is a basic human fucking right to have a conversation without somebody fucking listening to you from a phone, from fucking bugs, from your computer, from your fucking toaster, from your fucking refrigerator. I mean, they're listening to everybody, but disseminating the fucking information is where the computers, I mean, that's what they're working at now. If you could fucking know exactly what 8 billion people were talking about, how would you disseminate it and make any sense of it? You know what I mean? I mean, you could target people for goddamn sure, and that's what they've been doing. If you want to target somebody, you can fucking, you know, listen to every fucking word they say. And, oh, you could even change if you, I mean, we've seen what can be done with fucking computers. This ride is even more important for the, for most individual people. If the UK uses its new powers to scan people's data, lawmakers will damage the security people need to protect themselves from harassers, data thieves. We have something to protect us from that. I mean, all my fucking, you know, my driver's license, my fucking social security card, all my shit got stolen from fucking the bank about fucking 2 months ago. And that's what ended up getting, you know, I know that's where they got my private fucking line I had for 25 years. Shut my fucking phone clear down. That phone shut clear fucking down. 25 fucking years I paid for that private line. But these son of a bitches, I mean, you're not going to stop the... protect them from harassment, data thieves. No, you're fucking enabling them, aren't you? Gathering the info for them, you're going to sell it to them? Governments and other paradoxically UK lawmakers have created these new risks in the name of crime, online safety. See how the Orwellian doublespeak, that's how you know they're getting ready for a fucking another selection, another, don't go vote. The lead part. I mean, there'll be somebody to lead you by the hand, take you over there so you can fucking vote, you fucking retard, you Trump-tard, you fucking Biden fucking sick son of a bitch and communist motherfuckers, all you fucking capitalist cocksuckers that have sold our people out. Fuck all of you. Get your ass down there and fucking vote again. This is going to break loose sooner or later, and you're going to answer for your fucking crimes. The UK government has made some recent statements indicating that it actually realizes that getting around end-to-end encryption isn't compatible with protecting user privacy. Wow! That's a hell of a statement, ain't it? I mean, taking away the privacy doesn't actually keep the privacy. That's what you're telling us. I mean, that's really the essence of this sentence, isn't it? The UK government has made some recent statements indicating that it actually realizes that getting around end-to-end encryption isn't compatible with protecting user privacy. I mean, just right in your fucking face. And like you're a fucking little child. A lot of people reading this and really, I feel like a retard fucking reading this goofy shit. But given the text of the law, neither the government's private statements to tech companies nor its weak public assurances are enough to protect the human rights of British people or internet users around the world. Why are they bothering us with this goddamn shit? Somebody please tell me. I don't even know what time it is here, man. I got no fucking clock. My atomic clock ran out of batteries. Well, we're about there. Okay, we'll take a break and we'll be right back. Hang in there. We got more goofy shit to go. And there's no end to goofy shit, and we all know that for a fact.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Well, I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to. People like me, people like you, wish I could just wake up and it not be true. But it is, oh it is, living in the new world. With an old soul, big rich man north of Richmond, Lord knows it all, just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do, cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end, all the rich men, all the rich men. Politicians look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the whole beast milking welfare. Well, God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge round. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to. For people like me, people like you, wish I could just wake up and it not be true. But it is, oh it is, living in the new world. With an old soul, these rich men know the rich men, Lord knows they all just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do, cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end, cause the rich men know the rich men. been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time, and that was Oliver Anthony with Richmond, north of Richmond, but not just north, they're north, south, east, west. Hell, they're clear around the fucking world. This is an international corporate fucking mafia. They're not contained to this fucking country by any fucking means. Oh, we're censorship, and we've had enough of that. Of course. I mean, they're telling the shit that they've been doing for fucking 20 fucking years, and they just really don't, you know, it ain't like finding uranium. Biden at the UN, Nahia Aha Sua Sue Volve Reinsatza. I don't know what the fuck this is. Let me be clear. Shirta Persha I can't read it, man. I don't read that language. Break-in, Zelensky just arrived at the UN National Assembly to demand another $24 billion taxpayer dollars. $24 billion of taxpayer dollars. As our fucking brothers and sisters that are fucking nationals that can trace their lineage to back to the beginning of this country or before are getting ready for the fucking winter. They're getting ready to live under a goddamn freeway underpass. They're getting ready to fucking watch their children go hungry, their children be cold, their children be dirty, as we fucking house these motherfuckers in goddamn $800 room hotels, as we hand, we're doing the same thing as fucking over there in Italy, aren't we? We're taking from the fucking poor, goddamn, you've taken everything everybody has. And that's what these people are, I mean, it happened to them in a fucking couple of days, which is kind of a fucking amazing. Why not? You know, I guess they've got it down. It's like, hey, they ain't going to fucking stop us. What the fuck are we dragging our heels here for? Let's get with the fucking program. But our fucking people suffer as we fucking fuck Ukraine. And fuck you, cock-sucking, dirty fucking whore-bait motherfucking international corporate mafia dick-sucking bastards. Zelensky, humanity is failing on its climate policy objectives. And I watch this little skit, this little fucking freak son of a bitch. Who in the fuck, you know what, motherfucker? You have nothing to do with my country. You better stay the fuck away from me. You ever come near me, I'll beat your fucking face in. How about that? You piece of shit. You slimy fucking piece of foreign shit. Get back to your shithole. And you ain't, I mean, the people are going to say no more. God damn it, we own this fucking country.
They're going to give them the $4
billion. Oh, I'm sure. $24 billion. Yes, and I'm sure they will. Of course they're going to. I mean, what am I saying? Guy in San Francisco that just showed somebody taking somebody's fucking car. The Alberta pastor gets 60-day sentence for refusing to comply with COVID restrictions. The same guy that gave a speech to truckers two fucking years ago. I don't know why this is in the fucking news. And then they have Supreme Court halts order blocking Biden administration's contact with social media firms. I told you so. These motherfuckers in this picture have no fucking jurisdictional authority over any, not one individual free sovereign American national. They have no fucking goddamn judicial authority over shit. The only judicial authority that exists for the people is the goddamn common law courts and the fucking goddamn Bill of Rights, the fucking our law. And these fuckers can't examine anything in it because they are not a part of the common law. They are fucking a part of the administrative admiralty. They were never meant to do anything but give fucking opinions to begin with. And now they're, well, they say it, two men can get married. That's law. That's the law. Fuck you. No, it's not. You're a fucking fraud. Every fucking one of you are frauds. Every fucking one of you, if you fucking learned in law, are you? take you into a fucking common law court, I guarantee you I could have every one of you fucking hang. I charge your ass. I'll take you in. If I could get your preliminary process, and I'll get my indictment, and I'll get you in fucking court, and I will have you fucking hung for treason and sedition. Fucking capital treason and sedition, you phony motherfuckers. Just take a look at this group of fucking horrors, these fucking goddamn pimps. Fuck you. And I told you this was going to happen anyway. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito, September 14th, temporarily placed a hold on a lower court ruling that restricted federal agencies from contacting social media. Like there's some kind of difference between the fucking social media, you know, like the fucking robber barons, the goddamn Zucker fuckerbergs, and the fucking, I want to go into them. Anyway, social media firms which request to remove content while the justices consider how to handle the case. Request, I mean, there is no separation. There is no government. It's the fucking corporation. Title fucking 28, definition 15. Read it. It says the United States is a corporation, has been since. Well, it has been fucking goddamn the under martial law since Abraham Lincoln declared fucking martial law back in goddamn what, 1862, 1863? Damn straight. First COVID, now NIPA. And NIPA doesn't exist. NIPA doesn't exist. NIPA doesn't exist. They're doing that to make me run out of breath. Virus, mortality rate higher than COVID-19. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Warns ICMR. Man, ching, ching, here come the fucking bucks. Here, empty the fucking people. Either give it to fucking Ukraine or give it to the fucking pharmaceuticals. Let the fucking people starve to death and freeze to death under the highway overpasses. That's what this goddamn country's come to. And other countries, too. Italy just got, I mean, a bitch slap in the face. I mean, fucking, they're people, they, in the video, they talk about, you know, where's the Morocco, our Navy, well, Navy didn't stop, and there's an old joke, you know, how the Italians inspect their Navy with a glass-bottom boat. That was from World War II, of course. But anyway, first COVID now, I guess it's NIPA virus. Mortality rate higher than COVID, warns ICMR. And I mean, should we look at this? I mean, should we even fucking entertain this? We know what the fuck it is. They already told us they were making it. And that they were going to release it in September, remember? I mean, this is no fuck. When they're telling you what they're going to fucking do, wake up, people. Please. Just fucking give it a try. Oh, here. Watch Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tells Elon Musk he hopes he can work within the confines of the First Amendment to stop anti-Semitism. You don't work in this motherfucking country, you kike motherfucker. You piece of Khazarian shit. You ain't gonna work on nothing that has to do with our fucking Bill of Rights. You fuck with our Bill of Rights, you fucking hang. You get shot, you motherfucker. You have no jurisdictional authority in this goddamn company. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tells Elon Musk he hopes he can work within the confines of the First Amendment. Fuck you, it ain't the First Amendment. It is the first article of a body of law that's higher than all the fucking laws in this fucking land. It is the highest fucking law. It is the people's jurisdictional authority. And we will hang your fucking ass with it, you foreign motherfucker. They're already taxed. You know, we're paying fucking goddamn straight up in some kind of tax. I don't know, $38 billion a fucking year straight to the fucking Israeli fucking government. Are there fucking, are there their corporation any fucking how? But this bold motherfucker has, come on, you son of a bitch, try it. I'll tell you what, I hate fucking Jews. 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 Try and shut me up, motherfucker. I hate fucking Jews. I hate fucking Jews. And I'm going to sit there and I'll say it every fucking day. The day you try to stop me is the day you fucking die. We'll die together, motherfucker. My fucking first article is not, it has no exceptions. Because exceptions are fucking violations. You violate it, you fucking die. You kike motherfucker, get out of my country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. That's right. try that shit, bitch.
Yeah. Oncologist. Go ahead.
No, I. Yeah, it's like good. What the hell? You don't have anything to do with our Constitution. You're not a freaking American. Get the hell out of here.
Constitution ain't nothing. There ain't no Constitution. Never was. The people never ratified no Constitution. The people never. Huh?
Like
the Bill of Rights, brother. The Bill of Rights. That's the only goddamn law ever ratified by the representatives of the fucking people, elected representatives of the people. It's the only law in this fucking land, plain and simple. And it is. And there's no exceptions to it.
Bill of Rights. Right.
Goddamn right. Oncologist warns cancers are rapidly developing post-COVID-19 vaccination. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Hence, oncologists, the cancers are coming from the vaccination. It ain't a vaccination because they've already admitted it's a biological kill weapon. I am experienced enough to know this is not a coincidence. I got to check something. Hang on just a second here. Okay. We'll read a little bit of this. I mean, get ready. And of course it causes cancer. What the fuck would they build it for if it didn't kill fucking human beings? Duh. This is by Exposé. Dr. Angus Dangelish, a renowned oncologist, that was a mouthful, practicing in the UK, recently wrote an open letter to the editor-in-chief of the medical journal, the BMJ, urging the journal that harmful effects of COVID injections be aired and debated immediately because cancers and other diseases are rapidly progressing among the boosted people. No! This can't be happening, people. The government told everybody... Well, no, it's the government. They're not the government. I got to remember that. The corporation. The corporation is the one making... taking all the fucking wealth of this country to put poison in our fucking arms. I guess they would do it. Dr. Dangelish is a professor of oncology at St. George University of London. His letter to Dr. Carmen Abbasi, the editor-in-chief of the BMJ, was written to support in support of a colleague's plea to Dr. Abbasi that the BMJ make valid informed consent for COVID vaccination a priority topic. It already is. I mean, valid. Fuck you. Try to give me an injection. I'll show you that I have the right. I'll say no not in a loud voice, but it will be loud. Dear Carmen Abbasi, COVID no longer needs a vaccine program given the average age of death of COVID in the UK is 82. And from all other cases, it is 81 and falling. That's why they had to come up with the new common, you know, the new variant here. Because you'll believe this one. I mean, just saying it, it's harder to say than COVID. The con doesn't exist. Con doesn't exist. The link with clots, myocarditis, heart attacks, and strokes is now well accepted. See, we're becoming desensitized to this shit. They are fucking murdering our people by the fucking score. And we're fucking, it's become well accepted. Yeah, of course it kills. And of course more people it's going to kill. It's killed, 6 million that they'll fucking, they'll take credit for. I mean, I think that you could about put a couple of zeros behind that and you may be a lot closer because they did this shit around the world. As in the link with myelitis and neuropathy, we predict these side effects in our June 2020 QRBD article, Sorsen, etc., all 2020 at the blast. At the blast analysis revealed 79% homologies to human epitopes, especially PF4 and myelin. I mean, I might as well read in a foreign fucking language. However, there is now another reason to halt all vaccine programs. We need another reason. As a practicing oncologist, I am seeing people with stable disease rapidly progress after being forced to have a booster, usually so they can travel. You'll travel, all right. You go into the next world. Even within my own personal contacts, I am seeing B-cell-based disease after the boosters. They describe being distinctly unwell. A few days to weeks after the booster, one developing leukemia, two work colleagues, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and an old friend who has felt like he has had long COVID since receiving his booster, and who, I see long COVID, the shit they come up with, man. It's a long COVID. I mean, I've had it for 3 fucking months. My body's deteriorating away. I don't know what kind of shot. I don't know what was in the son of a bitch. Oh, man. Booster, and who, after getting severe bone pain, has been diagnosed as having multiple metastasis from a rare B-cell disorder. Okay. This is really crucial shit. I am experienced enough to know that these are not the coincidental antidotes that many suggest, especially as the same pattern is being seen in Germany, Austria, and U.S. The report of innate immune suppression after mRNA for several weeks would fit, as all these patients do to date have melanoma or B-cell-based cancers, which are very susceptible to immune control, and that is before the reports of suppressor gene suppressions by mRNA laboratory experiments. This must be aired and debated immediately. I think it should be, how about this, what do you guys say? Should we talk about it? And if we debate it, it's like our fucking debating our fucking gun rights then. Is it really going to do anything for us here? Debate? We could talk about it. You can talk. I ain't talking about my fucking gun rights. I ain't debating about this fucking goddamn biological murder agent. Call it what it fucking is and fucking arrest them. Well, nobody's going to arrest them unless it's the American nationals under the fucking ratified law of December 15, 1791. If we get off our fucking asses, we could wipe these motherfuckers out in short order. We could have fucking sanity back in the world. We could have sanity back in our lives. We could feel like fucking living. We could feel happy. God, remember, try to look back to the last time you truly felt fucking happy. See if you can find it. Because this whole fucking thing here is to get us to accept being miserable like the rest of the third world, like the goddamn third world peasants who will not stand up to the 13 fucking families ruling them down there in Mexico. It makes them feel powerful. They come up here, see, and they can fucking wreak fucking havoc, until they get rid of, they want rid of the American fucking population because we own the fucking joint. We got the paperwork to prove it, and we got the fucking guns to enforce it. If we would fucking just do our duty. It is our fucking duty, people, and you got to do it as an individual at first, because we already know that the FBI had how many goddamn informants in the that February 6th bullshit, which was a fucking junta. It was a fucking coup. Only the coups were the fucking goddamn communists. I mean, the people who orchestrated it were the people who ended up in fucking control, weren't they? When they shouldn't have been. Well, I don't know if they should have been. They should, none of them can be in control because none of it's legitimate. It's all fucking fraud. All fucking fraud. Has been fraud since day fucking one. Jesus, what do you do in a situation like that? You just call it what it is. It's fucking fraud, people. Anyways, I've had enough of this fight and this language today, and we've learned some very valuable lessons in bullshit. The fact that it could all fucking stop real fucking easy if everybody just quit being so goddamn selfish and fucking just get on the same page. Free us all. Then we can all have a plenty. But then you would be on a level playing field with everybody else. And you don't want a plenty. You want to be able to look down your goddamn nose at somebody. You want to be able to fucking violate somebody's rights. You want to be a capitalist. I got the money so I get to sit on my fucking ass and fucking answer phones and write letters. Well, fuck you. You're going to fucking pay too, because there's a way more people that are fucking so sick of this fucking shit. If you knew the hatred out here, especially you Jews, I hate you fucking Jews. I'm going to tell you again. I'll say it every fucking day I want to. I'll say it till I die, you motherfuckers. Anyway, I guess I should, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, fuck you, Jews. I hate you, Jews. What are you going to do about it, Netanyahu? You're going to fucking think you're going to make an exception to my fucking first article right to speak? You son of a bitch, give it a go. That is The Word from the Trenches.